antidepressants to see if it can help address unresolved symptoms of depression.
To learn more, call 888-44-MERCY. That's 888-446-3729 or visit forwardstudies.com.
Are you looking for a 9-hole golf course during lunch hour? Visit Berry Hill Golf Course in the city of Bridgeton. Call 314-731-7979. That's 314-731-7979 for Berry Hill Golf Course in Bridgeton.
Travel back in time with Circus Flora's all-new Big Top Show. Experience this St. Louis summertime tradition May 28th through June 28th. Visit circusflora.org for tickets.
Dear obsessed fans of St. Louis Bread Company's Strawberry Poppy Seed and Chicken Salad, the Strawberry Poppy Seed and Chicken Salad has returned, only at St. Louis Bread Company.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat, and that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday!
Crossed over, if I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
Good afternoon. It's Bill Cleveland in for Frank Opinion on this Friday afternoon. Hope you're having a good day.
TGI. I think you're in for Paul, actually, right? Is Paul... Wait, Frank's on assignment. Paul's on assignment.
All I know is who signs my checks. That's really all I care about.
Okay.
Moments ago, Dan Strauss already has us laughing. Show hasn't even begun. You know, one day, it would be... It would be really cool, I think, and maybe I'll start this, like write a screenplay about Dan Strauss. We could just call it Dan. There was that movie Dan in real life, so we can't call it.
Right.
We can't use that.
Really?
But you're just such a fascinating person. I don't know that you realize that.
I don't.
But it's really interesting knowing you. That's all I'm going to
yes.
say. And you don't even have to do anything. I mean, you're just, it's just you. And,
yes.
I mean, and I'm not talking about like just sitting, I'm, like when I talk to you on the phone or when I read something on your Facebook page or when I hear a story. It's everything about you. There's just something.
Yeah. We'll just give the example of what happened, right? But it's 20 seconds before the show starts.
Yeah.
We're all sitting here with headphones on, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden I hear back in Dan's corner, oh, God.
And so, we think something has gone wrong.
I noticed he was putting his headphones in, so I go, oh, man, maybe they finally crapped out or whatever.
Yeah, right.
And so I go, what? He goes, ugh, this weekend.
Just going to be a busy weekend.
We have to say, nobody was conversing about anything before.
Well.
We were all just sitting here quietly before the show starts.
Something just hit me.
There was not a question asked.
Yeah.
It was just, oh, God.
Something just hit me right before I went on.
Oh, I think something hit you a long time ago.
That phone. Yeah, boy, that phone is... that your mom did. Boy.
It's probably.
That did a doozy.
Hell yeah.
Man. Oh, man.
Don't blurt out the F-bomb in front of your mom while she's on the phone when you're young.
Has she ever apologized for that, maybe, for the...
No.
For the damage that...
No, she didn't.
Obviously done.
Yeah, there's no question about the damage. It's been done. Now, I'm really afraid to even ask this question, but now, since we're already into it...
Oh,
what,
don't ask, though. Don't ask
What is so... What? Why? Why the oh, God? Just a lot going on? Is that it?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah, all just right. a lot going on.
All right. That's
a lot of running around, lots going on.
Okay.
A couple of graduations... my daughter, for one, on Sunday.
You're right. I shouldn't have asked you. Right. What's wrong with me? Do you know how many years I've known you?
Mm-hmm.
15 years. I don't know this. All right. Well, welcome. 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 You know, I'm really excited today. I have a lot of people wouldn't mention this, but I'm very strange. I'm excited. I'm wearing $5 pants today.
Wow.
Oh, I'd be proud of that.
$5.
Ooh. I have $10 pants on.
I beat you by $5.
I know.
I love bargains, and I love telling people when I found a bargain. A lot of people don't like that. They like people to, well, I paid $100 for this shirt or this and that. Not me, man. If I get a $2 shirt or, as I say, $5 pants, and they're corduroy pants, which I know went out of style 30 years ago, but I don't care. They're very comfortable.
Oh, no, corduroy. I think corduroy's back. No.
I just like the noise.
Not in the summer, though, I don't think.
No, not in the summer. In the
well,
summer,
but in
those
here, it
pants.
Gets very cold at times. That's why I
it gets cold in the studio? Yeah, it's like wearing, we can hang meat in here.
Wearing shorts, so, but $5 pants, so there you go.
Where did you get them?
I got them at Kohl's, which once in a while, they have some pretty good stuff there.
Oh, see, now those are winter pants because Kohl's does it, Penny's does it. They all put their
Birds
oh, getting
it.
Rid of the
yeah, the winter stuff is on sale now. You can get oh my goodness, I've gotten so many things for like $2 at Penny's.
Yeah, I think
all you have to do is go look.
Yeah, so there you go.
What are they out of season sales?
Is yeah, yeah. Sales? Basically, it's the out of
on
season
those
sale.
Big racks.
Yeah,
and there's tons of them. So you got excited when I said big rack. So yes, I'm talking
no,
about
I
the store.
And I find out you two are talking about shopping.
Yeah.
What the heck is wrong with you?
But then,
I don't shop that much. I just once in a while, you know. You got.
But for guys, the stuff usually doesn't go out of style. Guys are okay. Women are they're like, oh, I can't. That's last year's shirt or last year's style. But
and who cares?
I bought about any of that? So many shorts for like our trips and stuff. For $2, $1.50 and 99 cents and stuff like that, and they're brand new.
Yeah,
out of season. Fine.
How much was your shirt?
I have no idea.
Somebody bought
I
your
probably
clothes
didn't
for
purchase
you?
It.
Did you ever like? I was just always used to hate as a kid when you know at Christmas time, or you know birthday or whatever, you'd get clothes as gifts. And that was like,
oh, no, I love it. No,
man.
Well, now you like
and
it.
And now I'm like, well, crap, I would love if somebody would buy
that's pretty
me
much
a
how I
new
get
package
any of the clothes in my
something.
wardrobe. Yes, it's either birthday and Christmas. That's.
But now when you get older, that's fine. But when you're a kid.
Yeah, but nobody buys you stuff when you're older like that. Nobody goes, hey, Bill, here, I thought you might be able to use a new.
Just out of the blue.
Yeah.
Not
like you and your parents.
If somebody had really cruel parents or aunts or uncles or something like that, they'd wrap like underwear and socks up for you or something.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, you open it thinking it's something and it's, oh, and then you got to do the fake pretend. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, no.
Thank you.
I went,
Merry
what?
Merry Christmas.
Are you kidding?
At some point today, I have a couple of things that I hope you'll enjoy. I was in Cincinnati, you guys know this, last week. And have you been to Cincinnati before?
Never.
I thought. Have you, Dan?
No.
It was a cool town. People were very nice. It was. Someone told me that it was similar to St. Louis.
That's what I've always heard.
I don't know. I don't know that I really saw that. Maybe a little bit in some ways. But they had Taste of Cincinnati, which was.
Now, did you eat? I know Frank mentioned the.
The chili. No.
Skyline.
No, I don't
you
like
didn't?
No, I was asked twice if I wanted to try some, and I said, no, I just can't.
You
I'm
should
not a
have.
Chili person.
You
I don't
should
like,
have.
I don't like regular chili, so why would I like?
Oh, I've always heard Skyline. Oh, my God. If you love chili, you will love Skyline chili. Somebody brought Skyline chili in one time, and I tried it. It is the worst.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I heard
horrible tasting chili like, I've ever had
there's
in my
like
life.
Cinnamon and chocolate in it or
oh,
something.
Oh, it's terrible.
Like that. It's, yeah, it doesn't sound good at all.
You don't like it? No.
It's like pureed meat.
Even the dog won't like it.
Well, a couple of people tried to get me, but a couple other folks said, no, we live here, we hate it, we don't like it either. So I think it just sort of depends. It's like sort of, I think, like the Provel cheese argument. People who live in St. Louis and grow up in St. Louis like. A lot of people, anyway, like the Provel cheese on pizza and stuff. And I think when you have people in from out of town, they don't get it. They don't like it. And, yeah, I guess. Whatever.
And toasted ravioli. A lot of people don't get toasted ravioli. Either.
I actually mentioned that to someone at one of the vendors at Taste of Cincinnati because they were making this. One of their dishes was some type of ravioli. It was like a boiled ravioli with some other crap on it. I don't know. But I said, do you guys have any toasted ravioli? And she looked at me and I said, well, toasted ravioli. And I explained it to her. Yeah. And she, so, you know, you see them, everybody in the booth going, hey, we ought to try this toasted ravioli thing. So I'm spreading the toasted ravioli.
Well, I don't understand why they haven't, because there have been other people that have come here from other cities and stuff, and they've owned restaurants and tried toasted ravioli. If you like it, why wouldn't you take it with you and go to New York or go to Cincinnati or something like that?
The one thing I do see when I travel around in a lot of menus, St. Louis-style ribs. Now, I've lived in St. Louis my whole life, most of my life. I've never had ribs. I didn't know we were known for ribs.
Yeah, there's a style. I don't know what makes it that, but I know that is a
certain style. But you see that all over the country. St. Louis-style ribs.
We get Kansas City-style here in Memphis.
And other people
do. I know. I don't think so. And what about pork steaks are another is another St. Louis thing. When you talk to somebody outside of St. Louis about grilling up pork steaks or barbecuing pork steaks, they look at you like you have two heads.
Yeah, I think it's called a different cut of meat or something outside of St. Louis. It's like a pork butt or something.
Well, when you say it like that, it really doesn't sound that good.
It doesn't call it pork steak.
Oh, my goodness. All right. So coming up, like I mentioned, Cincinnati. A couple of really cool stops while I was there, and I'll play for you a couple of interviews that I hope you'll enjoy. One place that I just loved, and I don't know how well it'll translate on the air. We'll figure it out. It was the American Sign Museum. And I mentioned this to Frank the other day, and I hope he went to my site and looked at this. But tons and tons of neon lights, and it was a really cool story. The guy, I guess, wrote for a magazine that was known in the sign business, because there is there's people that's their whole livelihood. They make signs and they make things and work on things for signage. And but this guy is a huge collection, and these some of them were just massive neon signs. One was like remember the old McDonald's, and it has oh my gosh, who was the character? Dan, maybe you'll know. Was it Speedy something? It was a McDonald's character.
Oh, that little guy. He was a burger or something.
Okay, yeah. And so they had one of just a handful that were left in the country. He had this, and this sign's like 2 tons. I mean, this thing is gigantic. And they worked on it and got it fixed up. But when you walk into the building, it's just all of these lights just hit you, and it's like, wow, it's pretty neat. So a chat with him, and also went to the, not in Cincinnati, but the Truman Presidential Library right here in Missouri. Do you know what city in Missouri? I hope you do, because I've just forgotten.
No.
Asking us. You don't even know the answer.
Oh, brother. It's not Defiance.
It's not Liberty, Missouri.
Like that.
It's right outside of Kansas City. It's Independence, Missouri.
Independence.
It could have been embarrassing for a moment. Take you on a trip there. I know.
What in a presidential library? I've never been in
Presidential
library.
Well, here's what I tell people about presidential libraries. It doesn't matter what your politics are or what you. There's always interesting stuff. Like, for example, Jimmy Carter was the biggest buffoon to ever be president of the United States. I'm sorry. His library, however, is really cool. It's got a lot of really neat stuff, just things that you wouldn't think that somebody had saved. I mean, right down to, the little cue card that he read that was, in the Bible when he took the oath of office. I do swear to blah, 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 blah. I mean, just little things like that. The red phone.
Who's in charge of saving all that stuff?
Well, I think there's someone in the White House that catalogs all this stuff. And so they're all really neat history lessons. And there's a lot of cool stuff. I've been to, Carter's. I mentioned Truman's. Clinton's. That looks like a trailer, by the way. That's like when they put that up, it looked, a lot of people in Little Rock were mad because it was supposed to be a bridge. It was supposed to look like a bridge. He had that saying, what was it, the bridge to the 21st century or some whatever. But it looks like a giant trailer if you look at it. The Bush one, I'm missing. But they're interesting. They're very interesting. They have a lot of really neat artifacts that I think you'd like. I think you should go. So there you go. Was that an answer to your question?
Yeah, I guess so.
I know Frank does the Mr. Burke segment. I don't want to do that necessarily, but Dan and Ian, do you guys have anything you'd like to share?
I do. I had a couple stories.
Well, then I would just take it. Ladies and gentlemen, the floor is now Ian the Peon.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Pleasure.
The first one, I saw this article yesterday, and it hit especially close to home for me. It's an article about talking about the difference. There are two types of people in this world as relating to email. Those with hundreds of unread messages.
That would be.
And those who can't relax until their inboxes are cleared out. I'm guessing you are one.
Did you save this story just for me? Because you I have had this conversation.
Yes, we have before, and it was kind of funny when I saw this yesterday because they go into long. I mean, the article's pretty long. They go into long detail about why, and it's more about the people, about the every aspect of their life. Where they have to keep things tidy and organized, whereas people like myself with an inbox of 24,962 right now.
One day, I walked in the studio. And I'm standing at the control board, and I look over Ian's shoulder, and there on his computer screen, he's got a handful of computer screens. And on the main one he was looking at was his email, and he had like 8 million unopened emails. And I thought I was going to have a stroke. And I don't know how anybody can do that. I have, right now, I probably have 12 email in my inbox. And
really?
That actually bothers me. That they're not sorted, they're not put in the proper folder or archived away.
Wow, yes. And OCD.
Oh, yes. That happened to my dad. The same thing at my dad's house. He's like, I'm having some computer problems. Can you come over? And I don't know, do your parents do that? They ask you for a computer?
Oh, sure, yeah.
So I
now
went
it's
over.
Phone and yeah. tablet
so
stuff.
So I went over there, and same deal. He's got 3,000 unopened emails on, and I just, you know, my heart is just, you know.
I don't know. How are you with your email, Dan? Are you one that has to?
I don't have to
read
delete
everyone
them.
Or in delete it or
oh no,
move
I don't.
It somewhere else.
For Dan, there's only 5 emails in hit because the font is so big. You can only put five or six emails.
No, for me, I will look at something and then I'll go through and I go that's junk, and I'll just delete them.
That's good.
But I still have a bunch. I don't know how many I have. I don't have 24,000.
But a number. No, I mean, but when you go to your email and it has inbox.
Yeah.
Do you have your email up right now?
Yeah.
Right there?
Yeah.
What is it? Does it have a number next to, or do you read every one where
I don't read every one. I've got one that I haven't read.
So you're pretty close to how Bill works, too. But, yeah, so they go into this
I don't think anybody
study.
Is as close to the way
no.
I work.
But they are talking about this study where this professor, she cut these office workers up and they cut them off from email, using email for 1 week, and then equipped their heart rate monitors.
Oh, God.
And she said, on average, going cold turkey significantly reduced their stress levels. Whereas if I were to have
oh,
not
you have,
have
no
my,
stress at all, probably.
No, I wouldn't yeah. worry about anything. And my, no. I could go probably a month without
this is,
checking
this is
my
the
email.
Guy that never saw his brand new house. I saw his new house, brand new house, before he saw the house that he would be living in. This is
new
the guy.
To us, yes.
Yeah. God almighty.
But yeah,
I don't understand that. When
so
Ian...
the lesson here is that your stress and your it's better for your heart to not be messing with your emails. Like this?
Yeah. Well, let me see. And then so she interviews people about their relationship with email, and some people tell her they like I let the sound of the bell and the pop-ups rule my life. So some people are compulsively right. checking for new emails, and whereas the other ones. Yeah, just it's not that.
Well, my counter argument to that would be I tend people who have emailed me will know this. I answer pretty darn quick, but I find that if you don't do that, then you just it's like a backlog of stuff, and I always hate because this happens a lot. I have to set you know a lot of these trips and things that I do. I have to communicate with a ton of people, and it drives me insane when people don't respond, even with a quick "Hey, you know what? I'm busy. I promise I'll right. get to this." You know, you hear nothing. It drives me absolutely insane. So, kind of that whole thing, you know, to do as you want others to do unto you, right? So I always will answer as quickly as I possibly can, and then just get it. It's done. You know, I don't have to mess right. with it later. You probably have emails from the Clinton administration that haven't been
no,
answered.
and I do respond to emails too, but I don't and like the ones that I don't need to read, you know, where because I still get spam and stuff. Right. I don't even just buy; I just let them sit there and just so.
Oh my god!
Yeah. So
I
now the other thing
that.
Is, don't you? Doesn't Gmail at a certain point run out of space?
They give you 15 gigabytes of space to use.
You'll find out.
Right now, I'm at 11.27, oh. So I'm at 75%. So, but I think when you go, I'm assuming once you reach your limit, they just start deleting the ones that are the oldest.
The
just
oldest.
Kicking those out. But yeah, I can go all the way back to, I think, 2004 with the emails. And
wow. See, I've always wondered, how on earth do they, because you...
And there's a search function too.
Oh yeah.
So if you know
oh, yeah.
if you need if you know you've gotten an email 2 years ago about a certain topic, you can type that into Gmail, and it'll bring that up.
Last time I was in here, you did something similar. Right. I found something that I had sent you like 10 years ago. Yes. It's in there.
So,
I believe you found the email that I sent the first time I signed up for Gmail.
That's right.
So, yeah. Whenever Gmail was like first introduced, Ian's got that message in his email.
I still got it there. Yep. I'm kind of like
you got to donate that to the Smithsonian. There might be some good stuff in there.
I'm kind of like a cataloger for the presidential library.
Yeah, wow.
I have it all archived.
But my question has always been, how can they give everybody free email?
15 gigabytes of space. That's a lot of space, especially for email, because you think each email is very tiny.
And now, in comparison to, when they first started Gmail, and then 15 gigabytes was enormous. Now, it's not so much when you think about how much.
And I don't know if it was always. I'm sure it's gone up over time. Right. I don't think it was always that much space.
But between that and like YouTube is the other one. I know they sell ads and I know they. But still, where is all that? And they don't delete any of it, right?
No.
We were talking about YouTube. How do they make money?
It was like 120-something hours of video is put up like every second.
Crazy. Yeah, but it's like where does all of that. Where's all that housed? Like, how does it?
Giant
it blows your mind.
Server factories in California, I would imagine.
Yeah,
Silicon Valley.
That's crazy.
Mm. That was it, though. That was all I had.
Oh, that was a good one.
But YouTube, we were talking about that. How do they make money? Because they will send people checks, and there are some people that make their living off of YouTube now.
Yeah, YouTube is a losing business, though, so far for Google. But I think they're fine with that for now. I mean, Google is so huge that. But yeah, I don't think YouTube actually that part of their business is profitable.
And you have to have a ton of views to get any check at all.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to have a ton.
If there is some sort of copyright thing, like if you put a song up there, or if you put something. A video up and there's a song in the background and that's copyrighted or whatever, then they will actually put an ad on that to try and recoup the money.
Yeah, and sometimes they'll make you take it down, but a lot of times they'll say, "Yeah, you violated some copyright, whatever." But we'll let you keep it up if you. Josh, who works on the show before this one, said he's got 3,000 unread emails, so he wants to get.
Oh, there you go.
It's a competition now. Apparently,
welcome to the club, Josh.
Yeah,
3,000 unread emails.
I think he's doing it. Just you guys, just out of spite now, just to see how many unopened
emails. Just to
email
see people like
you
tremble
have.
When you look over our shoulder.
I'm going to send Ian an email.
Yeah. Well, he'll have it.
It'll be
send him something important that he
24,963.
Something that you want to remember 20 years from now. Send it to Ian's email.
Oh.
All right, we need to take a break. We'll come back. We'll take your calls if you'd like. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. It's Friday, so I guess Colin Jeffrey will be in here next hour. That'll be fun. We'll see what's going on with him and then have some other good stuff to kick around with you. Great to be with you on this Friday afternoon. I'm Bill Cleveland, and for Frank Opinion, it's the large morning show in the afternoon on the big 550 KTRS.
And we're going to get a look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, we've got a couple of problems out there causing some delays on westbound 44. You're jammed pretty solid now from the Merrimack River Bridge out to east of Lewis Road, and that's where they're working with a crash. Only the left lane is getting through there. And then downtown on southbound 55, just past the Poplar Street Bridge, you've got a crash. It looked like they had... the left lane and partially the center lane blocked, but traffic is already backed up to the McKinley Bridge. And eastbound 270, we're slowing east of McDonald through 170. And this traffic report brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Dear obsessed fans of St. Louis Bread Company's strawberry poppy seed and chicken salad, stop driving by and staring at their windows. The strawberry poppy seed and chicken salad has returned, only at St. Louis Bread Company. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Spend your Sunday afternoons with KTRS. At 3 p.m., it's the Girard Realty Show.
Basically, if the house doesn't appraise for the value that you have agreed to pay, the buyer has three options.
Followed at 4 by the Big Barbecue Show.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. Good afternoon, barbecue enthusiasts. We are broadcasting live from St. Louis Home Fire.
All this adds up to one extraordinarily indisputable fact. Sunday afternoons are special on the Big 550 KTRS.
What if you could virtually eliminate all of your home's power bills while still enjoying more amenities than your current house?
No electric, no gas, almost entirely off the grid.
At Oasis Construction, they've done it, and you need to see it for yourself.
Introducing one of the region's most amazing home construction breakthroughs.
The Oasis Construction state-of-the-art high-performance home.
Visit the open house Saturday, May 30th from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. at 8729 Lower Marine Road in St. Jacob, Illinois.
Featuring all the latest bells and whistles.
Like solar and wind power.
Sustainable exterior, interior, and landscaping.
Insulated foundation.
Maximum energy efficiency appliances and HVAC system.
High performance attic and lifetime roofing.
Home navigation, smart technology, and the list goes on and on.
Witness the future of home building.
The Oasis Construction Performance Home Open House.
Saturday, May 30th from 10 until 6 at 8729 Lower Marine Road in St. Jacob, Illinois.
For more, go to OasisHomesUSA.com or search Oasis Construction on Facebook.
Had a friend of mine call me up the other day and thank me for telling him about Bowen Dental Care. You see, my friend had some dental problems and he needed some dental implants. And he was doing research and he heard me talk about Bowen Dental Care. He heard me talk about there was a family-run dentistry handed down from generation to generation. He also found out that John Bowen, Dr. Bowen, has been not only educated but continues to educate himself on all the latest when it comes to dental implants. And then lastly, he loved the fact at Bowen Dental Care that it's one place. Many people will send you three or four or five different places to do the different surgeries needed for dental implants. But at Bowen Dental Care, it all happens at his office, his world headquarters in Florissant on Dunn Road. So if you need a family dentist, if you need Invisalign, teeth whitening, root canals, and yes, dental implants, Bowen Dental Care, B-O-A-I-N, Bowen Dental Care. They're online, BowenDentalCare.com. For the best family dentistry, Bowen Dental Care.
The flowers are blooming. The trees are green. This is the time of year to put your feet up and enjoy the outdoors in your yard. But on what? On that old rickety weathered patio furniture? Instead, head to Suburban Leisure Center to take advantage of 20 to 40% off new patio sets. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas and just about everything you'd need to make you go, ah, on the patio. And at 20 to 40% off, isn't it time to replace that old weathered outdoor furniture you've put up with for years? What are you waiting for? With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Better merchandise at better prices at Suburban Leisure Center. Online at SuburbanLeisureCenter.com.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 2020 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2020.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-580-7340. That's 800-580-7340.
The Martin Kilcoin Show is hitting the road. Hi, this is Randy Naughton, and we invite you to join us on remote live at Bluff Jewelers. This is on Thursday, June 4th, as they are celebrating 100 years. There will be 100 chances to win gifts valued at $100 to $2,000 and a gift bag for every customer. It is Bluff Jewelers, 11716 Olive, just a half mile west of 141. Come eat, drink, and have cake with us with the Martin Kilcoin Show on KTRS.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to the Maximize Living Radio Show Saturday at 4 p.m. and Sunday morning at 7 a.m. to maximize your life.
Right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Billy Joel, right?
Correct.
My mom just called during the break to apologize to everyone.
Well, that's nice.
That, oh, not no, you, that but she to everybody else.
That she didn't hit me twice.
Oh!
I'm like, oh, thanks, Mom.
I like your mom.
Yeah.
I don't remember who my mom is because I got hit by the phone.
I'll never forget one time I met Dan's mom. I think a couple of times I've met your mom. And I showed up at some event. There was somebody that used to work here that had some cologne that I mentioned on the air one day. And I walk into this. Dan was in a band or something was going on downstairs. And I walk in and this woman approaches me and she goes, "Hi, I'm Dan's mom." I go, "Nice to meet you." And then she hands me a bottle of this cologne that she heard me talking about on the air.
Wow.
Isn't that nice?
I know who that was, and I know the cologne. The cologne smelled like gasoline, didn't it?
Well, I didn't use it very much, but it was nice of her. I thought, you know.
Yeah.
It was nice. All right. And I like that she hit you with a phone, let's just be honest.
Yeah.
Here's Kevin. Good afternoon, Kevin. How you doing?
Hey, AM and the PM.
All right. Hallelujah. What can we do for you?
You guys were talking about the YouTube channel and people who make money on YouTube.
Yeah.
I actually have a daughter who does that and pays for part of her college that way.
Very nice. What does she do that attracts so much attention?
So she's a cheerleader. This started when she was in high school, and my wife and I found it by mistake one day on her phone. And long story short, she got a contract for YouTube when she got enough subscribers. You're absolutely right. It takes a lot of views. But she has about 150,000 followers now, and she makes about $1,000 a month.
Now, what is she, what, like cheerleading tips, or I mean, what does she do?
Yeah, so she does cheer advice, and so it started out just kind of what she thought would be useful for a cheerleader in all levels, high school, competition, and then it morphed into something where she not only does that still, but she also asks for their input, like, what do you want to know about? So she talks about what to pack in a cheer bag for a cheer competition, how to handle issues on the team as far as teammates that are arguing over things, and she basically does soup to nuts of cheerleading and kind of caught fire. There's about, I don't know, maybe a half dozen or so cheerleaders out there that do this for a living, and it's kind of cool.
Huh. See, that's the thing. You got to find, like, a niche. You got to find, you know.
Yes.
Good for her. How did that work? They just sent her an email and said, hey, we want to, I mean, how does that work?
It was a contract that they approached her about, and initially the contract was out of British Columbia, which made me a little bit nervous.
Yeah.
So, being a scared dad, I had an attorney look at the contract. It's typical contract language. They have all the rights, you have none. But it was so low risk, and the money initially was so little. It started out, you know, $50-$100 a month. And as she gets more views, the way she gets paid is the advertising that is on her channels. So if she makes a popular video, and I think her most popular video now is like 1.4 million views.
Nice.
Yeah, so you get more popular views, more views on each video. Every view counts and totals up, and that's how she makes more and more and more money.
Huh. Yeah, I think it's called a partnership. Yeah, I have a cousin who does the same thing. He kind of is. It's YouTube is his job for now.
Is there a cutoff time? I mean, how long will she be doing cheerleading stuff?
Well, she's still cheering. She cheers for University of Nevada, Reno. Now she's on their team. But still does the cheerleading thing. She films the videos in her room. It's like nothing special, but she has really good equipment. But the cool thing is that the royalties continue for whatever videos are still posted on your channel. They call
people
it a channel.
People are still watching, yeah.
Yeah, so someone could watch 8 videos in a day, and that counts as 8 views, and it keeps going and going. And so the more videos you have, the more interest you have, the more attention you draw, the more money you make.
Yeah, and then the more your videos will pop up on that side feed, too. I know that that's part of the deal.
All right.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly right, Ian. I'll be watching, I'll pull up another video to watch completely unrelated to that, but because I've been to her channel once to see a video, she'll pop up on the side panel like what's going on Megan's channel right now, and then it'll draw your attention to that.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
All right.
Yeah,
Kevin, I appreciate the call. Good information.
Thanks so much, guys.
All right, see you later.
Good for her for doing something like that, man.
Heck yeah. I mean, I use YouTube for all kinds of stuff. I had this is embarrassing to admit, but I couldn't figure out how to change the windshield wiper on a new vehicle that I purchased. It was different than some of the other ones, and I'm going crazy. And I just thought, what the heck? So I went and grabbed my laptop. And there's here's how you and 2 minutes
step
later,
by
done.
Step. Yeah.
And it's amazing.
Oh, it's tremendous. I figured out how to replace my daughter's bulb in her headlight when it was out. I went on YouTube and checked it out.
Pretty amazing. Here's Mary. Good afternoon, Mary.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good. Thanks.
I'm down here in Farmington.
Farmington.
Hi. Yeah, from Fenton. And when I came down here, it looked real nice. I went into Lowe's about 15 minutes, and I came out, and the sky's as black as can be, and it's raining. It's just going to open up down here and pour down here.
Uh-oh.
So this is like a weather report.
Is it heading this way?
It sure is.
Oh, boy.
Went up 61, 67, to 55, and into South St. Louis. It sure is.
Oh, man.
Nice job.
Yep. That's the route it's taken.
Yeah.
What's in Farmington? What are you doing in Farmington?
Well, I went to the cemetery to see my husband.
Oh, okay. My family, well, they don't live in Farmington, but my grandma used to live in St. Genevieve. That's pretty close to Farmington, right?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
That's about 20 to 30 minutes.
I remember she had to go into Farmington to get stuff. Like
that was the
town. She had to go to Farmington to go to the Walmart or wherever.
Yeah. And I come down here to tell him I love him, and I brought him some red roses today.
Well, sweet.
Tell him I love him.
How long's he been gone, Mary?
Be a year next month, Dan.
Wow, a year.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, Mary.
Be a year next month. He had lung cancer.
Yeah.
He lived 8 weeks after they told us that he had lung cancer. He lived 8 weeks.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. And then between time, he had cataract surgery 18 days before that.
Yeah.
Lord.
Yeah, so I'm down here. That's the only thing you got to do in life anymore. Nothing else.
All right, Mary. Well, stay safe out there. Thanks for calling, though, okay?
But you know we love you.
All right. Ah, we love you too, Mary. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
See you later, Mary. All right. And from Mary to Jim. Hi, Jim.
Yeah, this is Jim.
Hey, it's Jim.
I don't love you, but I like you.
And, that's such good.
In the non-sexual way, as Frank would say, or whatever.
Sure, whatever.
But I wanted to ask you, in your travels, or make a suggestion if you have not been there, but the U.S. Air Force Museum.
In Dayton, Ohio.
Outside of Dayton.
Been there. Been on the Air Force One, which is not actually what they call it. I can't remember the actual name of the plane. It's a cool museum. It's amazing.
That is one of the neatest places.
And it's free. It's free for people who want to go there.
You ought to suggest to the man who signed the paycheck for today that I think one time I suggested that. He said you had never been there before. You ought to impress upon him how neat that place really is.
You think he listens to me? What do you think you're talking to?
There's a presidential plane there. Is that what
this is? Has Dan ever been there?
No, I've never been there.
Well, really, it's like you're going to drive. It's about a 6-7 hour drive
to
Dayton.
Yeah.
It's not a thing where you go there for 2 hours, run around, and leave. I mean, it's pretty much an all-day affair.
Oh, yeah, you could spend an entire day there. And they're actually building, it may actually be done by now, a brand new... because you had to go to another facility. Is it Wright-Patterson Air Force Base?
Called Wright-Patterson.
Yeah, and then so that's where they had the presidential planes and some other really cool things. But they've now, I think, consolidated all of it, so you don't have to take a shuttle and whatever. But it was the plane that...
Well, they got everything. I mean, they got World War One, World War Two, Korea, Vietnam, and, I mean, they even got a stealth, I think. When I was there, they had a stealth bomber there at the time, you know?
Oh, yeah,
That'd be cool.
It's really neat the way they have it laid out in chronological order, too. So you go through all the different conflicts and the different whatever,
They got some of the soldiers dressed up like, dummies dressed up like, Japanese and American and all this kind of stuff with the uniforms, of the time and the period. But, well, anyway, no. BYE.
Did you go to the Wright Brothers stuff while you were there?
No.
That's pretty neat, too. They have the Wright Brothers bicycle shop, and then they have, their old printing shop. And, it's a neat place.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Tim. Have a good day.
Then.
See you later.
Bye.
All right. I thought he was going to suggest something entirely different. I'm glad he went that route. We need to break, I guess, huh?
Yes.
All right, we'll come back in a bit. It's the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
And I'm sure we're going to have some rain in this area at some point in time, and it's going to cause problems with traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, here I am.
There you are.
Audio kind of cut out here for a second. All right.
Let's see. They're working with an accident. They just moved it out of the traffic lane off to the right shoulder, but it's on eastbound 270 at Lindbergh, and traffic is jammed all the way back around to Missouri Bottom. On westbound 44, now only the right lane is blocked just before Lewis Road. Traffic is jammed pretty solid now from Highway 270 all the way out to Lewis. And then they were working with this crash on southbound 55 just south of the Poplar Street Bridge. Looks like traffic is backed up now west of Grand. And then coming in from Illinois, 5564, you are slowing from Tudor up to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Dear obsessed fans of St. Louis Bread Company's strawberry, poppy seed, and chicken salad, stop driving by and staring in their windows. The strawberry, poppy seed, and chicken salad has returned only at St. Louis Bread Company. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
There is only one way to predict the future of St. Louis baseball tomorrow, and that's by listening to Memphis Redbirds games on the Big 550 KTRS. Wednesday, June 3rd at 7.05 p.m., the Redbirds take on the Las Vegas 51s on KTRS. Your home of the Memphis Redbirds.
How many of you are thinking about replacing your old deck or adding a new one to your outdoor living space? Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for Outdoor Living at I-44 in Big Bend. Outdoor Living has a showroom with over 15 different deck displays, 30 different rail options, fences, gazebos, pergolas, screen porches, fire pits, built-in grills, and sunrooms, just to name some of what they have. They also operate their own lumber yard to supply all of the decking materials used for your project. So if you're a professional or an amateur or a homeowner, where are you going to go? Outdoor Living. The Outdoor Living also stocks AZEK decking made of 100% cellular PVC. It provides superior stain, scratch, mold, mildew resistance, and comes in 17 colors to choose from. You can get all the material, and you can do it yourself, or you can have a professional do it, courtesy of Outdoor Living, Inc. I-44 and Big Bend in Kirkwood, 314-966-3325, or OutdoorLivingInc.com.
It's a celebration you don't want to miss. The Great Rivers Festival at the National Great Rivers Museum and the Audubon Center at Riverlands in Alton, Saturday, May 30th from noon till 9 p.m. There'll be live music, local food and drink vendors, art vendors, live animal shows, kids' crafts, as well as activities for all ages. Call 618-462-6979 for more info. And don't miss this celebration of our three major rivers, the Mississippi, the Missouri, and the Illinois, at the Great Rivers Festival. For more, go to mtrf.org.
Did you know you can reverse your diabetes? Dr. Marquardt, a St. Louis local physician, invites you to attend a free workshop on June 2nd or June 3rd to show you how. Call today to reserve your spot, 636-227-3966. That's 636-227-3966.
Howdy, folks. Stop by KFC today for one of my summer meals. You hand us money, we'll make sure to get plenty of delicious food into your mouth. Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's finger-licking good.
Pricing and participation may vary.
Something Michaels. What the heck is this her first name?
You're on the right track.
It's not Lee. No. Is it?
Lee Michaels. Wow, I never would have.
Oh, we played this in my basement when we were in junior high and high school.
Yeah, you are old.
Holy cow.
I saw your buddy Tim Reynolds on David Letterman's show a couple weeks ago. I thought of you. I'm like, he's still out there.
Oh, yeah.
Still out there touring.
Tim, he's with Dave Matthews. They're coming here in July.
Did you watch that last David Letterman show? Did you watch the finale?
Yes.
His final show?
I think I didn't watch it on TV, but I think they put all the clips up on his YouTube page. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what I was expecting. I guess I was expecting more. I don't know why I was expecting more.
Frank thought it was one of the greatest closing shows ever that
he's
ever seen.
I don't think it was bad. I don't know why I was expecting more.
I was expecting more, maybe more emotion out of Dave.
Yeah.
And something like Carson sat on the stool.
Right. Well, I don't think he would want to exactly copy I don't know. I was expecting a little more.
Yeah.
And then all you can think about, they show his poor wife and his little kid and you think about all the antics that were going on in the office. with all of his. And by the way, did you notice not once did they show a picture or a video of that girl that he was?
Oh yeah,
nothing.
No, she would always hand him the prizes when he would do stuff in the audience,
and she would
wear the Letterman jacket.
She would do these little sketches or skits, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
And so. But when you go back and you look, and you can't even find them on YouTube. Speaking of YouTube, I mean, they have wiped them completely clean. They're gone.
Scrub those up.
But when you think about it now, you're like, oh, man, it makes perfect sense now. But so Stephanie, I think, was her name? Stephanie Burkett or something. So. Dan just mentioned something that I had a friend come into town a year ago, just over a year ago, and he wanted to see, like, St. Louis stuff or experience things. And one of the things that we did was the Skyview Drive-In.
Yeah.
And you were just mentioning Skyview Drive-In. And he thought that was just the neatest thing in the world, that a drive-in still exists. And there are, I won't say quite a few, but I think there's a decent amount of them still around, but they're in probably pretty rural areas.
There's some.
But around here, I think in Belleville is the closest at the Skyview Drive-In in Belleville, Illinois. And Dan mentioned that they will be sponsoring the Harvey Challenge.
Harris Challenge.
That's right.
Starting next week.
Next week. Yeah. So he'll be here because I'm not doing it. Yeah. So that'll be next week, and they will be an official sponsor. And so that'll be good. It is fun. It's sort of...
It's going back in time.
It really is.
But it's all digital now. They have the digital projectors and everything and the FM signal, so it comes through your car stereo. They have two screens. You get two movies on one screen for the price of one.
Yeah. And it's very reasonable.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
And you can bring your own food in, or they have a great concession stand.
I love the concession stand. The popcorn.
And there is one downside of the Skyview Drive-In. When you get there, and I don't know at what point in the evening this happens, but at some point you hear me.
Oh, that's right. You hear Bill.
You hear my voice. So,
The movie's about to start.
I'm not going anymore.
I'm so sorry.
Right before the movie. Hi, the movie's about to start. This is a good time to head to the concession stand.
I recorded that for him.
Steve may want to rethink
like
that.
Like 4 years ago. I forgot that was even on. I had a friend of mine send me a text message. He said, "We're at the Skyview Drive and everything was great until your voice came on the radio." So I apologize in advance. All right. Coming up after 4 o'clock.